Welcome to Awakened Path Radio, helping to spread love and light for the highest and greatest good. I'm your host, Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, spiritualist minister and healing minister. For more information, including show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more, visit my website at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Also, check out that same website for my latest book called The Infinite You, Channeled Messages from the Collective. It's available on Amazon in both the Kindle version and the paperback version. Now on to today's show. Today I have with me a woman who is known as Kat. She is the admin of Cafe Mom's group called The Haunted Realm. She has been a stay-at-home mom for last 5 years, and has always been involved with the paranormal. She still sees spirits and has paranormal experiences. Welcome to the show today, Kat.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell us about what led you to becoming involved with the group on Cafe Mom known as the Haunted Realm.
Well, it's really interesting. Part of it is that I came from a long line of very psychic women, women who had dreams that came true. And it's interesting because some of them were gypsies. And, you know, there's this stigma about gypsies, but I guess some of it is true. I've just always seen them.
Now, when did you have your first paranormal experience, and what was it?
The first one I remember was when I was 2 years old, and I had those little plastic high heel shoes, you know, the toddler shoes that clip-clop.
Oh, yes.
And so everything was carpeted except for the kitchen, and I'd go in the kitchen and clip-clop around in my shoes, and then I'd hear somebody mocking me. And many, many years later, I found out that a woman had died there and she lost her child. So she just liked playing with me.
Now, were you ever afraid or scared when you knew that obviously something out of the ordinary was going on?
Well, I don't think I even understood what was happening. So no, I wasn't afraid. They were just always there. Mm-hmm. The first time I remember being afraid though was about 8 years old. We had lived in this place in Oregon, and I later found out it was a portal. I had no idea what a portal was, but there was one room in particular where there were just a massive amount of spirits and they always sounded so happy and jolly. But something in me told me that was a trick, and it was, apparently. But that was the first time I ever remember being afraid of them.
Now that's very interesting. Did you ever find out about what this mass of spirits were all about? Did you ever have any answers?
No, because once I was afraid of that situation, I kind of ignored them after a while, because then I started to see what was happening. I started to realize that they were actually spirits and not alive people. So for a long time, I did ignore them. And then I read about portals later on. And then when I joined Cafe Mom, I saw that group and found all kinds of information on things I never even would have dreamed about.
Right. And so could you share with us some other paranormal experience that you remember?
Yes. One of the more significant ones is one of my most accurate ones that I've ever experienced. And it's a little bit of a sad story, because for a long time, my mom and I weren't talking. And her best friend had called me. I was living 3,000 miles away at the time. Told me that my mom had attempted suicide. So I flew out to see her. I had no idea where she was living because we hadn't been talking. Her landlord let me into the house, and instantly I just felt chills up my spine.
Wow.
And she set me up in this one room, and I was like, okay, there is a woman here who does not want me here. Mm. And I come to find out later that all of the feelings that I had were very accurate. I felt like she was displaying herself younger than she was when she died. I didn't get the sense that she died there, but she was very, very, very protective of this one room in particular. Mm. Nobody ever went in that room. Yeah. And then I felt like there was a fire. So I thought maybe she died in a fire or smoke inhalation or something, but I come to find out from the landlord that it was her mom who owned this duplex. And she was a hoarder, and there was a fire there, but she didn't die from it. She had dementia, and she died in hospice care.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah. Pretty intense.
Now, do you ever share your experiences with people outside of your paranormal groups? And if you do, how do they react?
I do. Sometimes I'll feel people out a little bit first, but I find that most people, even if they don't believe in spirits, they still want to hear the stories, because especially when something is so accurate, they're like, how can that be? Right. So yeah, I do. I do talk about it a lot.
Now, when you, have you ever turned any unbelievers to believers by sharing your story?
I think maybe at least one, and it's my best friend. She's very, very skeptical, very analytical, very, there has to be proof in order for it to happen. And this leads into another paranormal experience in which she experienced as well. When my daughter was a baby, it was her first birthday party, and some friends had stuck around afterwards, and I was looking at my, what do you call it? The video monitor, you know, the baby monitor.
Yep.
I was checking on my daughter because she'd been asleep at this point, and I saw these very two distinct figures looking into her crib.
Oh, wow.
And I showed my friends too. I'm like, I'm not crazy, right? This isn't pixelation. This is really happening.
Wow.
And they looked at it, and my friend, my best friend, she looked at it and went, you have got to be kidding me. This is a trick. So, you know, we all ran to the bedroom. Obviously nothing was there when we got there, but we all saw it on the monitor.
Right.
So,
Now, as you mentioned, you have a daughter. Is she old enough to have experiences of her own that she could tell you about?
She has. The first time I noticed her noticing something was when she was about 4 months old. Mm. And she would just stare in this one corner of our place and giggle. And that was the only time she would laugh. And we found out later that she is autistic. She's high-end, so she can read emotions and things like that. But yeah, she's always done that. She's always seen things. And she actually sees my cat, Jezebel. My cat, Jezebel, was my familiar, and she died last year. And she'll just say, oh, there's Jezebel, and run down the hall and play with her.
Oh, my. That's so wonderful. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm good.
Okay. And it's so interesting that, you know, your daughter's also experiencing that as well. And how does she interact with other, does she talk about it with other people besides you?
Not that I'm aware of. Maybe if I have friends over and they happen to see that, but I haven't explained to her death yet. So she doesn't understand really what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. It's hard to explain things like that to an autistic child.
Yeah, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Now, what made you want to, you know, talk about the paranormal, like be out there and do it instead of keeping it to yourself and hiding? Because, you know, there's a lot of judgment, and there's a lot of skepticism as well.
That's true. I mean, I'm just the kind of person that likes to talk. I'm a gabber, and I'll talk about anything with anybody. And that just happens to come up a lot because people notice that I'm a bit of an unusual person, and they probably guess that I believe in things like that. So I don't know. I just don't have a problem with it. It's kind of funny because I'll watch things like Ghost Whisper where she's all hiding, and I'm like, well, if you really have that gift, why would you hide it?
Right.
Certain reason.
Right. Yeah. I've seen that too.
I'm like, okay, yeah, you're going to have people that'll think you're crazy, but they'll think you're crazy for another reason anyway. So, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. If it's not crazy for this, it's crazy for that. So,
right, yeah.
That's right. Just go with it.
Exactly.
So do you write, like, have any blogs, online or offline groups, publications, whatever related to the paranormal that you'd like to share with us?
I don't, and I guess, I don't know, I'm not so good with technology, so, and I much prefer speaking to people face-to-face anyway.
Right. Now, if someone would like to communicate with you about their paranormal experiences or join one of your groups, how would they do this?
I suppose they could email me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay. And is your email on the group page?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, and that group is?
Haunted Realm on Cafe Mom.
On Cafe Mom. So you have to be a member of Cafe Mom.
Yeah.
You have to be a mom in order to take part in the group.
Yeah, that's the only one that I have right now.
Do you plan on expanding, creating a blog, or doing something else to gain more exposure?
I'm not sure. I think if my experiences were more, if they happen more frequently, I might do it, because it doesn't happen that much anymore. Yeah. And I think it's just because of a lot of things that I'm going through at the moment. Yeah. I don't know. I suppose if there were interest, I would consider it.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah, it does. You've got me thinking.
Well, Kat, any last words for us? Any advice for any people who may, other people out there who may be experiencing paranormal events and not know what to do about it, or maybe afraid? Any words, last words of hope, probably, could you give them?
Well, I mean, I suppose there's always the risk of letting something in that isn't supposed to be here. So, you know, I don't do things like Ouija boards, even though I know technically it's just a board game. You never know what you can bring in. But I think that if spirits are attracted to you anyway, there's no reason to be afraid of it. You know, just ask them what they want. If you're seeing something, most of the time they don't want anything. Most of the time they just want to be seen or heard. So I don't think there's any reason to be afraid.
Do you try to do any protection process over you, your house, or your children?
I do. Yes, I sage with a white feather frequently, and I meditate all the time. So I just always, you know, bring in the positive energy and expel the negative energy, and it helps a lot. I really find that it helps.
Yeah, I do this. I do the same thing as well. I do. I make sure every day that I'm grounded and protected, and all of that. Because you don't want some negative force entity hanging on to you, which is very possible.
Yes, because if the good ones are attracted to you, the bad ones would be as well.
That's correct. A lot of people say, too, ask Archangel Michael for protection as well. I've done that. I do that at night, so I do that as well. Just for an added protection. You can never have too much.
Exactly. And I don't have any religious affiliation. I'm not an atheist, but I don't have anything that I gravitate towards. But I did grow up Italian Catholic, so that doesn't go away. You know, that's always with you a little bit.
Yeah.
So I do a little bit of that as well from, you know, my childhood things that I remember. And like you said, it doesn't hurt to have the extra protection.
Yes, correct. Well, we've definitely enjoyed having you on the show today, Kat, and sharing your experiences with us.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Kat.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's all the time we have for today, everyone. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. For show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more. Also, check out the link on that site for my latest book called The Infinite You, Channeled Messages from the Collective. It's available on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback format. I'm Reverend Candace Nadine Green, and thank you for listening to Awakened Path Radio. Namaste and blessed be.